Sound is weird to me, because it's just these invisible wiggly waves in the air that hit our eardrums and send a message to our brain. But depending on the shape of the waves, the effect is so different. Like, some sounds can make you super sleepy and relaxed. Others can make you mad to the point you snap and start yelling, or so happy that you cry with joy. But what makes a sound beautiful?
Hi, I'm Sequoia Carrillo.
And I'm Lauren Migaki, and you're listening to The Students Podcast.
NPR's podcast all about making a podcast.
Today? All of the sounds you can use to make your podcast come to life.
And for that, we're going to take a closer listen to Alex Soto's podcast submission from last year.
Yeah, so Alex was 16 when she made this podcast, and it blew our judges away. It was a finalist in the Student Podcast Challenge. And I think it's because of how sound-rich it is. You know, it's like candy for your ears. Let me play you a little bit.
What is the most beautiful sound?
Waves.
Waves. The sound of waves.
A lot of people like waves. It's weird how something so loud can be so calming to people. But people love water.
Like running water in a creek. I'm not usually one for camping, but like that's one of the main things that would drive me to go outside and like do that.
I like the sound of running water. Like just a nice stream, not a waterfall or anything. It just sounds really peaceful to me.
Rain. It soothes me and it helps me sleep.
I think the rain falling. It's so calming and soothing. And especially here where we live in Tucson, it's always dry and hot outside. And when it rains, it's like a blessing.
What is the most beautiful sound?
Probably the wind, like rushing through the trees.
You know, it's funny, because all our judges loved this entry because of all the sounds, and I really loved how zen and calming Alex's voice is. But when she first got the assignment to make a podcast, actually for a radio class at City High School in Tucson, I was surprised to hear that she was feeling totally uninspired.
At first, I was struggling because I wanted to do something about cell phones, but I wasn't really finding a good way to make it interesting. And my teacher had told me a story about a garbage truck man, and he would like stop by her house every day while her kids were playing outside. And he, like, on the last day that she saw him, he asked her what the most beautiful sound was, and I was like, that would be an amazing story. Like, I would love to hear everyone else's beautiful sound.
It's just a good reminder that inspiration can come from anywhere.
Definitely. And so once Alex figured out her topic, she made a list of questions and just started talking to people.
Oh, yeah. There was so much that I recorded, and it was difficult trying to choose, like, which I should take out and which I shouldn't, because there were some really good ones.
And we do the same at NPR when we're working on stories. We always gather way more interview sound than we can use.
Way too much.
But it's a good way to make sure you get the best stuff, like this from Alex's podcast.
A lot of people talk about my laugh and how much they love it, and hearing people talk about my laugh makes me happy. Yeah, that's it.
But it would have been totally unsatisfying if you heard about all these amazing sounds without actually getting to listen to the laughter or running water or wind. And for that, Alex says she used a mix of sounds from a free sound effects website and her own self-recorded ones.
The ice in a glass cup, I recorded that one because the glasses that I use, like when the ice hits them, it sounds really like a nice little clink. So I just filled a cup full of water and put some ice in it, and I just started shaking it around a little bit.
But I think my favorite sound is ice clicking against the sides of a glass. It makes me feel at peace. Like when I'm laying in bed reading messages on my phone and I pick up my cup and the ice is hitting against the glass. I don't know why. I just feel like everything will be okay.
I love that sound.
I do too. And we're radio producers, so obviously we think that it's more fun if you record your own sounds, just like Alex's ice cup.
And we wanted to prove that you don't need anything crazy fancy to do it. So, Sequoia, this weekend, you and I both spent some time recording our favorite sounds.
We did. Do you want to hear mine?
I do.
That was some wind chimes from my parents' house and some running water from a creek right near my apartment.
I recorded water from a creek near my house. It's just so soothing. I love like wandering through the creek. I feel like I'm at the spa.
Best part of the day.
Okay, so my other sound is a little less soothing, but I love it. It's the sound my rice cooker plays when it starts cooking.
That is my exact rice cooker. Mine does the exact same thing. I love that sound. It's like drilled into my brain. That's a good sound.
I love it because it's like dinner's going to be ready soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, the point is, it's super easy to record sounds for your podcast. And after that, you then have to think about how you're going to work them into your story. You know, for starters, you want to remember not to blow your listener away with sound. You know, Alex, I noticed, paced her podcast by using a mix of sound and then silence, you know, giving a little break for the ears.
And you should really make sure that the sounds make sense in your story. Mm. They either set the scene or help move the story along, like a doorbell ringing or a door opening.
And for Alex, figuring out how the story should move along meant listening back through hours of responses from her friends and family about their favorite sounds and to the sounds she recorded.
I didn't really have a vision. I just like went with the flow. But once I actually got the recordings, I realized that a lot of people said the same thing or around the same thing, like nature, water, birds, and like silence. So my teacher suggested that maybe categorizing them.
My niece and nephew laughing. There comes with their laughter just pure joy, knowing that I'm in that moment with them and enjoying life with them.
When all my kids get together, play games, and have fun together in the house.
My kids laughing, yes.
How does that sound make you feel?
Oh, it absolutely just makes my heart grow three sizes. It's just the best. I feel so lucky to have that sound in my life.
You know, the thing I love most about this is it's not just like a list of sounds. We're like being taken on this journey and hearing a bunch of little fun stories along the way.
Absolutely. It's almost meditative. If you're feeling stuck on what to do for your podcast, just keep your ears open. You still have plenty of time.
Yeah, talk to your garbage man.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Blue Microphones. Blue has helped millions of podcasters, musicians, and storytellers to raise their voices since they began making mics over 25 years ago. Blue is best known for creating Yeti, the iconic mic that plugs straight into your laptop so you can sound great, even if you've never recorded before. Visit bluemic.com and click Get Started to find the mic that's right for you. That's our show for today.
College students, your due date is coming up. You got to get all of your podcast submissions in by February 15th.
And middle school and high school students, don't slack. You have until March 15th.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter at @NPR_ed and subscribe to our newsletter to stay up to date on this year's Student Podcast Challenge.
Today's episode was produced by Lauren Magaki and Sequoia Carrillo and edited by Steve Drummond.
Our music is by Sam D'Agostino. I'm Lauren Magaki.
And I'm Sequoia Carrillo. Thanks for listening to our show, and we can't wait to listen to yours.